Hey everyone, I'm Dave Coryell.
And I'm Josh Good.
And you're listening to the Unleash the Hive podcast brought to you by Christian Endeavor. At CE, we dive deep into intentional next-gen discipleship and explore what it means to thrive in the midst of chaos.
In every episode, we consider how to help young people live, love, and lead in a broken, chaotic, and distraction-filled world.
And we do all of this in 7 minutes or less.
Oftentimes, I hear from people, well, we have a specific challenge. There's a challenging behavior that's happening, and it's disrupting everything that we're doing in our group. So I'd just like to kind of talk through a little bit that with you. So really, if you're encountering, let's take a small group, for example. If you're encountering a challenging behavior in a small group, I'd like you to really think about and look at that behavior with that student kind of holistically. Like, what's happening? What specifically is happening that's disruptive for the group or disruptive for the student and is not allowing you to meet your goal, which is helping those children have an authentic growing relationship with Jesus? So when you'd identify what that is, and it might be something like the student monopolizes conversation, and so nobody else gets a chance to talk. That's a really common one I hear a lot. Or they're off topic or some of those things. I try to help people to think through, let's look at that behavior and what's happening before and what's happening during and what's happening after this interaction that's challenging for you. And that just helps us to identify where some of the issues are and what's going on. And I'll just use that example of a student that maybe is monopolizing a conversation because it's something that I've seen in a group. So I go in and they're having a discussion and the leader asks a question and one student in particular always answers the question first, always goes on and on, always goes off topic. That's the challenging behavior. And the youth leaders are great and they're giving a lot of positive feedback because they want to encourage the student. But the other students are, you know, distracted, not interested, whatever. So this is a challenge. So I'd like to help people think through some ideas. What can you do to help move beyond this situation with a specific behavior like that? Well, let's think of some ideas. You could, before the group starts, share with the student one-on-one. Give them the ability to talk to you and kind of get all their weeks, feelings and emotions and those kind of things out. You could ask the student to write down all of their answers on a piece of paper so that they can share them with you after. You could do some things ahead of time to help them. During your group time, maybe the leaders need to change their behavior to target questions to individual students to say, hey, John, what's your answer on this? So that students know they all get an equal chance to share. And maybe after the situation, you need to change by giving the student that has that behavior some feedback on how they did and those kinds of things. We just need to really, and that's only one example, but it's kind of a common example. We need to look at the student's behavior. We need to look at our behavior and try to help work through that before, during, and after.
I love that because a lot of times when youth workers are wrestling with the behavior of someone, they're not always saying, well, what is it about me that I need to change? I love that challenge. So sometimes maybe the atmosphere of those small groups or those youth groups have been challenging and the youth workers don't even realize it.
There are lots of different things you can do. And the best thing you can do as a leader is to have lots of ideas of ways to manage things that are challenging with students and with disabilities and with students who may just have some challenging behaviors that come up in a group. Some of the things that we have put into place, I'm just going to kind of go through a list and give you some ideas. You can look up some of these ideas. They're all around. Putting in an adult buddy or a mentor for a student. If a student has some really challenging needs, a one-on-one person is somebody who could help them. in that situation. Sometimes a peer mentor is someone that can come alongside the student, give some training to that peer to be able to do that. Doesn't work in all situations, but it's an idea you can kind of keep in there. Often with our young adults or our youth, we do a check-in, check-out kind of system. So they check in with somebody before youth group and check out with that person after youth group with specific things they're working on. We've done role playing with some of our students. They're having trouble in social situations and they don't know why, and it's hard for them. We role play some of those things. I've done texting reminders to students in a large group. They're working on something. I send them a little text message. Hey, you know, you're a little loud right now. I can hear you. We've set this up ahead of time. They know it's coming. Written or visual schedules for students who have trouble knowing what's next. Sometimes we make a little contract that we fill out. Sometimes students will just need a break and they need a way to do that that's acceptable and worthwhile for getting them back into the group. And different sensory strategies you can think about. Seating, lighting, sound, all of those things that may be impacting your environment that you really didn't think about. So those are just some quick bullet points of things you can think about and fill your toolbox with if you're experiencing some challenges.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Unleash the Hive podcast. For more resources, check out our website, ceworks.faith. And check us out on social media at CE Works Faith.
Remember to be intentional as you disciple and unleash the next generation for God's glory.